是的，那我们继续看以弗所书以前，好。So
before we continue the book of Ephesians，
我们还是要把有一些Q&A 的题目再简单的、很快的看一下。So
we shall look through the remaining of the Q&A questions。
因为我觉得里面有几个题目其实蛮重要的。So
I feel that some of the questions are quite important。
没有办法全部讲，但是讲几个哈。
So I couldn't finish all of them, but I try to take out some of it。
这里有一个题目说大卫犯了谋杀跟奸淫呢。
So here it says that David has committed murder and adultery。
但在诚心悔改后蒙神赦免。
So after he has repented, he was accepted by God。
那在新约的时期哈。
So in the New Testament。
如果一个人像大卫一样，一个人洗礼了以后哈。
So if a person after baptism。
犯了跟大卫一样的罪。
And he has committed the same sin as David。
他是否一样能够被神所赦免呢
？So can he be？Can his sin be forgiven just like David?
这个大卫被赦免常常被拿出来作为我们今天的一个例子
So every time the forgiveness of what David has done is always been an example for us to talk about.
所以有人说大卫犯这样的罪有赦免，那我们今天也可以
So some say that because David has done such a grave sin, but he was forgiven, so we can do likewise.
如果你跟他犯一样的罪哈
，if he commit the same sin as he does,
然后神亲自开声开口说你被赦免了
，and if God face to face talk to you that your sin has been forgiven,
那我相信你是被赦免的。
Then I believe that you can be forgiven.
所以问题不在新约还在旧约。
So the problem doesn't lie whether it is in the Old Testament or it's in the New Testament.
问题在于神说他被赦免了神。
But the main thing is that God told him specifically that his sin has been forgiven.
但是这个当中有一个很大很大的，你要冒一个很大很大很大的风险
But in making this choice, you are going to face with a great risk.
要是你一辈子都没有听到神开口跟你说你被赦免呢
？If in the whole life you have not heard what heard God saying that He's going to forgive you，
希伯来书第十章说，你只能暂经等候末了的审判。
So in Hebrews it says that you have to with fear and trembling waiting for your judgment.
因为没有人能告诉你
Because no one can tell you.
你来问传道，传道，我已经悔改了二十年，神有没有赦免我
？So if you come to the preacher and say, I have repent of my sin for more than 20 years, do you think God can save me?
没有一个传道敢告诉你这个答案。
No preacher will tell you will answer you.
所以到最后你会怎么样？不知道。
At the very end, what will happen to you? Nobody knows.
你只能战战兢兢的等候末了的审判，就是这样子。
So with fear and trembling, you shall await your judgment in the last day.
所以不要说反正大卫犯这么大的罪都被赦免了。
So do not try to say that even though David has committed such a grave sin.
我应该也 OK 啦。
So it should be fine for me to do so.
你要是不 OK, 你不就完蛋了吗
？So if the same situation doesn't apply to you, then you will not be safe.
所以不要把信仰拿来就是不要把信仰放在危机没有必要的危机上面
So do not risk your faith on such kind of things.
第二哈。
Second.
大卫的悔改是神赦免他的原因之一
So the reason why God forgive King David because He repented of his own sin.
列王记上说，除了这一件事以外，大卫在神面前平生一辈子没有犯过错。
So in the book of First King, it tells us that apart from this matter, King David has not committed any wrong.
所以他被称为合神心意的人。
Which is why he is one who is considered as a person pleasing to the heart of God.
所以因为一时的软弱
，because of a momentarily weakness.
所以神有赦免他。
So God forgive of him.
神赦免他，跟他平常的行为有直接的关系
So God forgive him of his sin has a close relationship with his daily reliance on God.
因为他平常在神眼里是没有过失的人。
Because in his normal daily life, he has not committed any sin against God.
还有他的悔改是很真实到不要脸的悔改
And his repentance is to the point that he's willing to put put aside his dignity and repent before God.
诗篇的51篇讲到大卫的悔改。
So in Psalm 51 talks about the repentance of David.
那个是大卫犯罪以后写的。
So it is a psalm that's written after King David has committed this.
而且那个是写完之后发给大家看的，发给大家看。
So after he has written this psalm, he actually distributed it to let everybody look at what he has written. 一个国家的国王。So as a king of a nation,
为了要在神面前悔改，可以到不要脸的地步啊。
So in order for him to repent before God, he's willing to disregard his dignity before all men.
所以啊，彻底悔改，神赦免啊。
So he has complete repentance, which is why God has forgiven
him. 我听过有一个见证哈。
So I heard of a testimony.
他说啊，有一个执事啊。
So
很多年前啊，非常多年前。
So many years ago, there is a deacon.
他说啊，有一个执事啊，到日本去旅游哈。
So this deacon has ran over to Japan to take a tour.
然后就买了一些 souvenir, 买一些那个纪念品回来啊。
So he bought some souvenirs.
啊，在他买的纪念品里面哈。
So among his souvenirs,
啊，有两个打火机。
There are two lighters.
而且打火机上面那个图片都是不太好的图片啊。
And there is some lewd photos on the lighter itself.
啊，但是啊，没有人知道啊。
But nobody knows.
啊，结果啊，那个执事啊，就把它藏在自己的抽屉的最角落哈。
So the deacon actually hide these two souvenirs at the corner of his drawer.
啊，但是啊，虽然没有人知道，但是良心不平安啊。
So even though nobody knows, his conscience bugged him.
晚上不能睡觉啊，良心责备啊，你搞什么啊，执事，你搞什么东西啊
？So because of his guilty conscience, he could not sleep at night.
啊，所以啊，那一次的安息日聚会结束以后哈。
So on the Saturday after the Sabbath service.
啊，本来啊，那个聚会结束要散会了，执事突然跑上来说：“等等等等，我有话要跟大家说啊。
”So after the service, and is the service going to be adjourned? But the deacon came out and wanted to say something.
然后就让全教会知道说我藏了两个不好的东西在我的抽屉里面。
And he said he tell the congregation that he has something that is unclean inside his drawer.
请大家帮我祷告。
And he asked the congregation to intercede for him.
悔改到不要脸，神就赦免了。
So if you are willing to repent before God and lower down your dignity, God will forgive you.
哦，所以大卫啊，蒙赦免是他有他的原因的。
So David is able to receive forgiveness of sin is because of this reason.
但是大卫也有付出代价哦。
Of course, David has to pay the price.
你看大卫十几个儿子。
So we know that David has more than 10 sons.
家中永远有征战。
And
家中有战争。
Oh, so David has his son has died and there's constant contention inside his home.
犯罪是有代价的。
So if a person commit a sin, he has to pay the price.
那下一题说，如果不小心杀了人，可不可以被赦免？
So if a person accidentally murder another person, can he be forgiven?
如果我们看民数记三十五章第九节哈。
Let's read Numbers chapter 35 verse 15.
误杀人的有逃城，有神安排逃城哦。
So those who have accidentally killed someone, there is a city of refuge.Him.
所以啊，误杀不是谋杀哈。
So if you kill someone accidentally, it doesn't equate to murder.
啊，也不能够算作你的罪啊，因为你不是有意的。
And it should not be counted towards you as a sin because you did not do it on purpose.
哦，像你在盖房子。
For example, if you're constructing a building,
不小心掉了一块砖头打到人。
Accidentally, a brick fell off and hit someone.
你完全没有那个犯案的动机哈。
So there is no motive behind you committing that crime.
这不是罪啊。
It is not a sin.
好啊，但是啊，你如果啊 ，oops 啊，不小心。
If you took the brake and accidentally let off from your hand and say that it is an accident.
啊，那个你自己啊，假装不小心的，那个神都知道啊。
So if you pretend that you do it on accident, God knows.
啊，教会的姐妹如果被强暴，能否被赦免？好。
So if a sister was being raped, can she be forgiven?
哦啊，这里哈、哦。跟杀人跟强暴这两件事情、哦、都有一个先决条件、哦、
So a murder and rape, there are two precondition.
就是你是真正的误杀，真的是不小心的。
So the first is that you have, if you committed manslaughter and you did not kill a person, you kill a person
真的不小心的
on accident.
或者是真正被强暴、哦、
Or you are truly being raped.
啊，为什么这样讲呢
？Why is that so?
啊，为什么要特别强调一个真正被强暴？哈
？Why do I want to emphasize on when a person is truly being raped?
啊，《申命记》二十二章里面有特别记载，哈
？Because it's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 22.
好，我们来看一下。
Let's read.
申命记的第二十二章哦。
Deuteronomy chapter 22. Deuteronomy chapter 22. Verse 25. But if a man find a betrothed young woman in the countryside and the man forces her and lies with her, then only the man who lay with her shall die.
26.
But you shall do nothing to the young woman. There is in the young woman no sin deserving of death. For just as when a man rises against his neighbor and kills him, even so is this matter. Verse 27. For he found her in the countryside, and the betrothed young woman cried out, but there was no one to save her.
所以在这里讲说是没有人救她哦。
Here it says that no one saves her.
我们今天有时候会有一些不对的立场哦。
So sometimes, and there may be a different circumstances.
两个人发生关系。
When two person have a kind of relationship.
后来吵架分开。
And after they quarrel and went on their separate ways.
然后就说自己被强暴。
And one party claims to have been raped by the other party.
在这圣经里面，这样子是不能算的哈。
So according to the Bible, this does not count as rape.
是真的没有人救。
Here it says that if the virgin did not find anybody to save her.
是 against 你的 will 是你。 坚决不要，但是被强迫的哦。
So it says that the virgin is unwilling, but she was left with no choice.
不需要谈赦免，因为那不是罪。
And there's no need to talk about sin because there's no sin in the beginning.
可以在教会结婚哦。
And she can marry in church.
因为她是完全的受害者啊。
Because she is a victim here.
所以她没有罪的。
So she has no sin.
好，下一题哈。
Next.
第五题,
question number 5.
他说我最近听到一个传道说,
so recently I heard from a preacher
说主耶稣没有罪性,
that the Lord Jesus Christ has no sinful nature,
所以他不可能犯罪,
which is why he cannot sin.
但是圣经上说,
but the Bible says
耶稣受试探像我们一样,
that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was tempted, he was just like us.
这要怎么解释呢?
How do you explain this?
在这里有几个我们要先看的事情。
So there are some certain point that we have to take note.
你自己已经写出来了。
So it has been written here.
说圣经上说耶稣受试探像我们一样。
So the Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ was tempted just like a normal man.
然后第一节说，我最近听到一个人说。
Here you have written, I have recently heard from another person.
一个是你听到人说。
One of the things is that you heard from someone.
一个是你说读到圣经上说。
Another is what you have read from the Bible.
当然是以圣经为主啦。
Of course you should listen to the... listen to the Bible.
在箴言里面告诉我们啊,
so in the book of Proverbs it says,
他说啊, 箴言14章说啊, 愚昧人是话都信,
so it talks about a fool believes in all the things that he hears.
我不是说提这个问题的人是愚昧人啊,
so I'm not saying that the person who raised up this question is a fool.
这句话是给我们每一个人,
this verse is for every one of us.
如果你听到什么你都接受都相信,
If you receive and believe everything that you have heard,
有时候会变成愚昧人啊。
It means sometimes it means that this person is a fool.
所以尽信书不如无书哈。 如果你读什么你都接受，最好不要读了。
So if you believe all the books that you have read, then it is better for you not to read.
所以为什么这耶稣教会很强调信徒要有能够读经分辨道理的能力？
Which is why the true Jewish church emphasizes on the believer that you have to read the scripture.
所以保罗对提摩太说,
so Paul tells, encourage Timothy.
他说你要谨慎自己跟自己的教训。
So you have to be vigilant over your own faith and truth.
而且到末世的时候会有奇怪的学说跑出来啊。
Because in the end days there will be fables that comes out.
我们看希伯来书的第二章哦。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书的第二章,
Hebrews chapter 2,
第二章的第十四节,
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14.
他说儿女既同有血肉之体, 他也照样亲自成了血肉之体, 为要借着死败坏张死权, 所以在这里讲得很清楚啦。
Here it talks about very clearly.
他说, 就说耶稣来成了血肉之体呀。
So it says that when the Lord Jesus Christ come, he come in the form of flesh.
好，我们再看第四章哈。
Let's turn to chapter four.
第十五节
哈。Verse 15。
十五节，他说：“因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过，与我们一样，与我们一样，只是没有犯罪。”哦，好，所以在这里已经圣经已经讲得很清楚了。
So here the Bible says very clearly.
哦，说耶稣像我们一样啊。
That the Lord Jesus Christ is just as we are.
只是他没有失败哈。
Yet he did not. He was not tempted.
所以他才能够作为我们众人学习的榜样。
Which is why he can be an example for all men.
如果他跟我们不一样啊
，If he's different from us，
那就没有什么好学啦。
There's nothing for us to learn from him.
好，是不是？那他也没有，就耶稣就没有办法给我们做榜样了哈。
Then it means that Jesus Christ cannot be an example for us.
所以不管我们从谁哪里听到什么
，So irregardless where we heard from，
都要到最后在圣经里面去找到一个答案。
So we have to go back to the Bible to look for an answer.
好了，不讲了。累了好，我们回来看以弗所书哦。
Let's turn back to the book of Ephesians.
好，我们今天早上讲到以弗所书。